energizes us. We'll be able to see the power of God in our life. Why are Christians living a boring, lackadaisical life? I believe one of the main reasons, probably, we're not as actively engaged in praying and witnessing. Let's look in the life of Paul. He lived an action-packed life. He trusted God. He depended on God. He practiced prayer and witnessing at all times. He experienced God's authority and power in his life. He lived a life that was thrilling. He can live a thrilling life as well. Someone said that prayer and evangelism like a spiritual thermostat. It measures how hot or cold we might be, or how alive or dead we might be. We want a thriving and vibrant life. We need to be actively involved in the dynamic duels for witnessing. Prayer and witnessing were priorities during the early church. They all gathered together. You remember? 120 of them in the upper room praying that the Spirit of God will come upon them. They prayed diligently out of their hearts that the Spirit will come, will give them power to bear witness to Christ. We see the early believers committed to praying and witnessing, and they saw thousands. door, going down to Chinatown to meet up with the rest of his Tai Chi group. 365 days, he would do it. Unless he's sick. Whether it's raining or sunshine, he is out the door. He is devoted to it. He is committed to it. Because he sees that that is so very critical to his life. person that we want to talk to must face sovereignty. Not just by accident. Meet a significant other. That's goodness and salvation for us. Let us ask God with expectation. God will answer us. I'm going to ask you to participate right now, just for a minute or so. Find one or two people next to you and just, I want you to tell that person, what are you thankful for? Something that you thank God for. It might be something simple, something, you know, really neat. Regardless, things happen to us all the time, and we people we're God's goodness to us. So, you go ahead. Find somebody around you, behind you, or whatnot. Tell that person something that you are thankful for. Just take a little moment to do so. The other person should be sharing if the other person hasn't. We need to be aware of what God's doing in our life. Also, Jesus said we need to be devoted in our prayer. Be alert. Also be thankful. God is constantly doing wonderful things in our lives. Let's thank Him for it. We talked about the first, the dynamic duo, which is prayer. The second is witnessing. Because through those two aspects, we will experience God's power. We stretch our faith.